Yeah, but Ishtar wasn't her and didn't have the same genetic makeup. My father is the harbinger of death and destruction. My grandmother, the great destroyer. My mother is the goddess of the hunt. I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, he breathed, stepping away from her. You do have the history of absolute terror and cruelty in your veins.
She winked at him. Remember that if you ever come between me and my chocolate bar.
I'll try.
His tone was less than convincing. He didn't think her much of a fighter, but he would learn. She'd show him exactly what she was made of. So how many daemons do you have in your casino? She asked. He shrugged.
I'm not sure. Don't study them close enough to worry about it. Damien keeps them in line. If they eat the wrong tourist, he kills them.
And you're totally okay with this?
I trust Damien more than I trust anyone else.
That made no sense to her whatsoever. Then again, her grandmother controlled an entire army of daemons and said nothing of the lives and souls they took in order to stay alive. Of course, their leader, Stryker, was now plotting her death, but that was another issue. It took Kat a minute to realize why Sin's tolerance bothered her so. It was because they were here, on the same plane as the humans. Stryker and his army had to come to this place to feed, and she'd never witnessed it. Somehow it seemed more wrong to harbor daemons right in the heart of humanity. I thought you didn't trust anyone, she said.
I never said I trusted Damien at my back or with my life. Only my money.
And yet you're trusting me at your back?
Not completely. You are to stay by my side so I can watch you. Don't think for one minute that I've forgotten you're the face and voice of the one woman I want to kill more than any other.
It really was too much to hope he could get past that. But then, if someone had taken her godhood, she'd be a little upset herself. Understood. So what's the game plan other than to avoid Demon and my mother?
We have to find the Herr Bader.
Kat frowned at the unfamiliar term. That would be what?
The Forsaken Moon.
And would it be animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Animal. Definitely animal.
Why did that surprise her? Oh, wait, because it was completely normal to refer to an animal as a Forsaken Moon. Yeah. Really, what kind of animal would be called the Forsaken Moon?
My twin brother.
Kat was stunned by the revelation. That was something she hadn't seen inside him. There are two of you? His features darkened.
In a manner of speaking. Originally, there were three of us born to a human mother. She was a peasant my father had taken a fancy to and impregnated. We were no more than children when the prophecy came down that said we would destroy the Pantheon. In anger, my father killed the eldest triplet. Then he came for me and Zakhar. Even though I was only 10, I was the stronger. So I hid Zakhar in the dream realm and fought my father for the right to live. I told him I'd already taken care of my brother and absorbed his powers.
But you hadn't.
No, but the idea that I had possessed the power to kill my own brother scared my father enough to give him pause. Even though he still wanted me dead, he decided that since the prophecy had foretold the three of us would cause the destruction, one of us should be all right to live. So I took my place in their pantheon, and Zakhar stayed hidden for the most part. The humans knew him, but any time they made mention of him, I told my father I was the one in their dreams, using my brother's name.
And he believed you?
He gave her a wicked grin. You don't screw with a fertility god if you want to stay vigorous.
True. Fertility gods had a way with a whammy that could ruin most men's nights. And their egos forever. So where's your brother now? Kat asked.